and it could be difficult for him to remain in office once formal criminal charges are lodged against him, possibly as soon as late summer. Mr. Netanyahu spent much of the past year undermining law enforcement officials and the gatekeepers of Israel's liberal democracy, railing against the police, the attorney general, and what he called the leftist mainstream media trying to delegitimize his critics and organizations working for Palestinian rights. His government has also worked to curb the powers of the Supreme Court. Even as Mr. Netanyahu forged diplomatic ties and trading partnerships with new countries, he stymied any prospect of a resolution about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, aided by a weak, divided, and at times recalcitrant Palestinian leadership. Veering farther to the right in the final days of the election campaign, he pledged to start annexing parts of the occupied West Bank if reelected, a move he had long resisted. He was widely expected in his coalition negotiations to try to trade passage of annexation laws for retroactive immunity to prosecution in the corruption cases against him. But Israelis as a whole have lost faith in a two-state solution, polls show, and the election seemed to bear that out. For many Palestinians, the distinctions between Mr. Netanyahu and Mr. Gantz were inconsequential. Saeb Erekat, the chief Palestinian negotiator, pointed to one exit poll showing that only 18 of the parliament's members still supported a two-state solution, calling this a consequence of the culture of impunity granted to Israel. What the exit polls suggest is that Israelis have voted to preserve the status quo, he said. They have said no to peace and yes to the occupation. Early analysis showed a historically low turnout among Arab citizens of Israel, many of whom boycotted the vote out of disillusionment with Israeli politics and with their own politicians. By nightfall, Arab leaders were frantically trying to rally their supporters. Mosques were broadcasting appeals from minaret loudspeakers, and a last-minute surge of participation seemed to materialize in some predominantly Arab towns, though that was not captured in exit polls. Despite the broad